Welcome to your headquarters. This will be your cell. But there's no room to swing a book. These bars here will be your windows. This slab of rock's your bed, and this sports bag is your toilet. And these are your inmates, Bonefist and Newface. Explain! Toughest guy in here. You'll need a new face of clay if you cross him. What if I need a shit? Sit down on the window and shit out into a bucket, which is out on the yard. When the bucket's gone, you'll need to climb up on the sheer edge and shit on the roof. A yard brush is provided for you to clean it up. What about meals? They'll be wrapped up and posted into your cell. Use this book as your plate. What's this? Prison rules. Rule number one. Every man for himself. Fair enough. I won't be seeing you for another 23.5 hours, Saddam. After 3 hours sleep. Tuesday will be a day of forced labours. Have a good vacation. After 10 years of this, I think I'll get Alzheimer's for a laugh.
You, Saddam! Get the fuck away from my sports bag!
Why is there a packet of crisps floating in that piss?
The warden pisses on our food before he sends it to us.
Every man for himself. Every day is a different shape. If you don't comply, I'll put your ears where your eyes should be.
In the warden's office.
That new prisoner. Is he not Saddam Hussein? We must keep a tight rein on him. He packed some serious shit in Iraq, but I'm putting him on 20 hours a day forced labour. I'm putting him to work on the coke factory on the desert encampments.
Back in the cell. Okay, Saddam. It's 4:30 a.m. Time to start work. You're on coke duty. You are one warped individual. Shut the fuck up, or I'll jam bran flakes up your ass. Do I get paid for this? Yeah, in my satisfaction you will. You will get paid 1 point an hour, which will have to be paid back to the prison. Okay then, we are sorted. In the coat factory.
Okay, if I see even one of you even looking up from that line of coats, you go without lunch rations.
But it was only bread and water yesterday.
We are not a fucking hotel. That's all a cook can make.
But can't we have a little Marmite?
No taste permitted. I have a whip in my pocket which extends 20 yards. If you talk back again, I'll see to it that you eat that month-old bread.
Okay, this is boring.
Everybody stop! Someone's got a Walkman! The insolence! What is a chain gang? Saddam, hand me that Walkman. I will sell it on the black market.
This is some serious shit. I just want to get out of here.
Well, you should have said. Go back to your cell.
Back at the cell?
Well, we want to go back to the outside world.
I have collected enough grease for 10 years of the soup kitchens.
He can make a face out of it to impersonate one of the guards and walk the fuck out of here.
No talking about escape plans after lights out.
It's set for tomorrow. Tomorrow is the weekly inspection of the cell. There is a hole in the wall leading to the cell next door. Some Buddhists there. They were praying in a Christian church and were arrested. Allah, salam, Allah, salam.
Well, I'm glad to be leaving. Is it clear weather tomorrow? I want a sunset for when we leave. If you successfully make it out, I will pay you 10,000 points.
The next day.
Warden, I believe Saddam Hussein is plotting something.
He's playing right into our hands.
In the cell.
Weekly inspection.
I am glad you have come.
Where, you low-life prison scum?
Because your face is going through the black of your head.
My face! My beautiful face!
Quick on the ledge! Up on the roof! We're out of here!
But the guards and the guns!
Fucking keep down!
Who goes there?
Escaping prisoners!
Okay, we need to cross the quagmire between us and Saudi Arabia.
People can drown in there and lose their hats. Use this piece of wood.
I see the warden.
You're gonna pay for this.
Oh, not fucking likely. Bahamas, here we come.
Shit, the army's in front.
Which way?
To the sunset.
They're heading towards the sunset. Shoot first and ask questions like, where are their brains later?
A little time later, swimming over a quagmire.
Freedom at last. What to do now? Sneak thievery in the alleys and murky backwaters of Baghdad or the sunny Bahamas? Who are that group of people over there? And why are they holding truncheons?
Put your hands above your head and get down to the floor.
But I'm in a quagmire. I can't possibly...
Saddam, you're a fool. I was almost hoping you would pull this stunt of trying to leave the most guarded prison in the Middle East. No, Asia. Weren't you just a little bit suspicious about how easy it was to escape over the barbed wire electric fences?
What the... You wanted me to escape?
Well, I'll admit it. Yes, I did. Let me tell you something about Saudi Arabian law. A prison escape is a felony punishable by the death sentence. Therefore, I will see to it that your ass will be seated in death row. So come on Monday for the fitting for the electric chair.
Will Saddam make it alive? Will he ever become the tyrannical leader of Iraq and the Middle East? Will he become a greedy monarch? Or will he be able to use his mouth as a toaster and fry an egg on his chest while frying in the electric chair? Tune in to the next electrifying, death-defying episode of Total Madness of Saddam and lifelong bosom buddy Osama bin Laden. Stay tuned.